This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. It's been about a month since Botham Jean was shot to death in his own home in Dallas. Former police officer Amber Geiger has been charged with manslaughter. She says she mistook his apartment for her own when she shot and killed him on September 6th. Jennifer Emily has been covering the story for the Dallas Morning News. She attended Jean's funeral in St. Lucia and visited with his family. Jennifer Emily, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You recently got back from St. Lucia. You were invited into Jean's family home. What did they say?
They are so heartbroken, and there's no words that say enough about how heartbroken they are. When I arrived, they had his various trophies and medals from school sitting out on the coffee table to show me. And they just, you know, couldn't tell enough stories about, you know, what he was like as a kid and, you know, the funny things he did. And, you know, I think his mother called him a troublesome child. And, you know, we might say, you know, a child was a little stinker. You know, they also just talked about what a good man he was and how they worked so hard to raise a good son and that they did raise a good son. And how they really felt like he was safe here in the United States and that they felt safe in the United States. But they don't feel like that anymore.
What's been the reaction in St. Lucia to Botham's death?
There are a lot of people who are very aware of who he is. You say his name and they're like, oh, you know, he was the guy who was shot in his apartment. And there are some people who don't know. But as you drive around the island, which only has about 180,000 people, you see, you know, justice for Botham signs in certain places along the road. There was a government office that had a banner with the colors of the St. Lucian flag and pictures of Botham on each side. And it said, justice for Botham. We stand for Botham. I spoke to a man outside the church and he said, oh, did you hear about, you know, Botham Jean? And he didn't realize the funeral was getting ready to happen, but he knew the whole story of what had happened. It definitely resonated in the country with the people there.
How did Botham's family find out about his death?
His mother found out after a social worker called her daughter. The mother was visiting her daughter in New York and she had just gone to sleep. And the family got a call that there had been a shooting and that Botham had died. But they didn't know the logistics of what happened. They didn't realize it had been a police officer who'd shot him.
Do we know what Botham was doing that night in his apartment before he was killed?
He was watching football. He was a big football fan. And he was on his laptop. He'd been texting a friend. He was just sort of relaxing. He'd had a bowl of cereal. Just sort of a calm night at home. You know, he had gone to work that day and, you know, was just unwinding like we all do at the end of every night.
Botham's family told you that he had a deep concern for social justice. How so?
Botham was very concerned about social justice. He was very concerned about the poor, both here and at home in St. Lucia. He did things like pass out water bottles during the protests here in America against the immigration policy by Donald Trump. And his mother asked him, you know, why? You know, why are you in another country, you know, protesting? And he just said, Mom, it's injustice. And he talked a lot about Trayvon Martin and the Ferguson shooting. He was very aware of, you know, what it was like to be a black man in America and be on the elevator with a white woman who, you know, kind of holds her purse a little bit closer when you get on.
When will we know more?
The next official step will be what the grand jury does. And that will be either indicting Amber Geiger on a charge of manslaughter or a charge of murder, or no billing her, which means she wouldn't be charged. They could also indict her on a charge other than murder or manslaughter. And she was arrested on the manslaughter charge, which in Texas, the law is a manslaughter charge is appropriate if you fire recklessly. But a lot of attorneys in Dallas and John's family believe that murder is the more appropriate charge because she intended to fire. If she did think he was a burglar and she did mistake his apartment for hers, she intended to shoot. She intended to, stop him. And so that would be intentional.
Jennifer Emily is a reporter with Fidelis Morning News. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.